Welcome to the Cooked Official Podcast with your host, DJ Zeus, in the building. I got my boys over here.
London next door.
The boy Lottie.
And Dibble.
And we got one special guest, my boy.
Larry and Chris.
One and only. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you feeling, Chris? You good?
Grinding. Always.
Yes, sir, bro. It's really nice to have you in the pod, bro.
Sure, it's been a time coming.
Been working on this for a little minute, trying to make this happen. It's dope. No cap.
We've been seeing you grinding and everything. Nice. Keep going. Just came out. Hustler Mentality came out. Bro's pushing out videos every single day, keeping consistent. Keep going. It's like very inspirational to all of us and like creators in Tallahassee. Like very inspirational.
No, he's definitely like the definition of like grind.
Yes, yeah, no. I feel like it's the definition of hustler mentality. Mm-hmm. Is that what you kind of made the name from? Was just like, you know.
Yeah. I be trying to name my tapes like the moments of my life. Like, and one of them I had Elevate, and I feel like I was elevating. So this one, it was.
Oh, that's fire. That's fire. Yeah, that's fire.
I don't name it. If it ain't like what I'm going through, I ain't going to name that bit. I want to rush me.
That's right. That's real.
The name definitely got to be the phase of life I'm going through. So right now, it's real. I got a hustler mentality. I don't want to go to sleep.
Hey, bro, I've been feeling that lately. I have not been trying to go to sleep.
Bro. No, for real, bro.
We've not been trying to go
running off
to
like
sleep,
3-4
bro.
Hours of sleep every day.
Yes, bro.
Their sleep schedules are so fucked
up. It's so random, bro. And I try to go to bed on time, but it never works.
It never works, bro. But hey, again, you got to keep going.
Bro, I swear to God, like nonchalantly, I'll use that like in a phrase and I'll just like quote it for you.
It's been the house phrase for a minute.
It's been our house phrase for a second.
Like, anytime you're feeling down, you're unmotivated, you got to keep going.
Made it a fucking anthem.
It became our fucking anthem, man.
I think, honestly, sooner or later, it will become, like, a national anthem.
Or a national saying, of course.
Definitely finna push that one, like. That's being pushed to the maximum. I'm finna post when I leave here.
No.
There you go.
No, exactly. Already. He has to keep going.
We're gonna name that the title of today's
episode. No, word. This podcast episode is already set in stone. It's
facts.
Keep going.
Keep going. For sure.
We already know.
For sure.
Shoot, let's dive right into it. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro. So, how long you been making music? That's the question.
For real, like 2 years, but I've been playing with it.
Wait,
what?
I'm saying,
wait,
I'm talking about,
flex.
I'm talking about, like, seriously.
Okay, so before you were kind of just dibbling and dabbling.
Yeah.
Still impressive, but okay,
yeah.
Still impressive. I'm thinking, like, in middle school.
I was grown when I started. I want to play ball.
We were talking about that, bro. I was like,
damn, I didn't expect that. And then he was like showing us his football highlights. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, you really like
that,
bro. It's not like
that boy a dog.
It wasn't like that.
That boy gonna show them highlights.
Yeah, that boy's cracking shit.
Lottie was saying, what position you played?
Linebacker.
No way.
He was hitting shit. Not gonna lie, he was hitting shit.
I gotta see the huddle, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
We were watching everything.
He said,
"Oh,
talking about huddle and shit. We had to pause the interview."
So you started like messing around with rap around the time you stopped like trying with ball or what? Were you trying them both?
Yeah. But I was playing though. I was playing and one of them took off. I was freestyling in the car.
Oh, okay.
Some hot shit, like, say, hey, y'all, we get out of there. Yeah. Freestyling and posted one of them, and one of them, like, females and shit, all that was on it. So it was like, okay, now I got to keep on going.
That's what I'm saying. Am I lying with this shit?
So you were messing around with it for like how long before the 2 years when you started getting serious? How many years were you messing around with it?
Probably like a year or two.
Good. Damn, what was the turning point for you to be like, let me lock in for real?
My first offer. They text me from like their main page. Like I got a text from like one of the labels' main page. It wasn't no big shit, it wasn't no money for real, but it was just like
it was something.
Who's the
recognition and somebody, I'm like, well damn.
Who's the label?
Or you're not allowed to say that.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed to say that. All right, cool. I can't say it, but I just...
Yeah, no.
That's okay.
Keep it mysterious.
But after they DM'd you, like, hold on, like, I could do this shit for real.
Yeah, that's when it was like, when they hit me up, it was like, shit, like a miracle. Like, boy, 1 foot finna get out the streets now. Like, nice. 1 foot finna get out. Yeah, we finna try to push this shit for real. That's what dope. It was. Ever since then, I've been locked in for real.
Two years, bro. That's crazy. How old are you, bro?
I'm 26.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's crazy. You're still young.
Yeah, you're still young, man. Damn.
All right, so speaking of music, like, so who was, like, your main inspo?
That's hard to say, because before I made music, bro, I used to listen to everybody.
Like who?
I used to just like music. My favorite rapper is Webby. People probably don't even listen to Webby no more.
Webby?
That's my favorite.
Oh, wow. Wait, I can hear it, though. I can hear it. Yeah. Okay.
My favorite rapper is Webby, but, you know, in high school, Kodak.
Yeah.
OGs.
Kodak and OG. Young Boy, for sure.
Okay.
But I like a lot of, like, underground rappers, too, though. Like, well, not, I wouldn't say underground, but people I didn't notice yet.
Good music.
Well, are you from, where are you originally from?
I'm from Tallahassee.
You from Tallahassee? Okay.
Yes, sir. 850.
Okay.
850.
Yes,
sir, bro. Not a lot of artists, represent their city, you know.
What they got going?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Gonna rep the city. What you doing?
What school you went to? You went to Leon, right?
I went to Leon.
Yeah.
Whoa, you went to Leon?
Unexpected. Yeah.
Whoa, I wouldn't have expected. I didn't expect that. So how was it when you went? Like,
it was a culture change, but it was a good culture change. Because I feel like I'm from, like, the South Side. South Side so small, bro. Like, right. You ain't gonna go out. You got school over here. I love food. You ain't gonna go nowhere, bro. When I went to Leon, it was like, damn, these people stay in Tallahassee, like,
yeah,
shit like that. Different cultures and different people. Leon was good though, cause I feel like I would have been stuck and seeing what the fuck I'm used
to. No facts, yeah. I guess that's how it goes into what's it called too. Like, I was saying more like the reason why I chose to transfer to Florida State is because I felt like throughout school I've always been used to like HBCU vibes,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying. So like, I guess going over to another side of the, like, you know, the spectrum is like, you know, Florida State, where you get to see like a different world. So I guess that's how, like, it was for you with Leon, right?
Yeah. For sure. I feel like it was good because I probably wouldn't have, like, chose to go to no school like that. Yeah. It was kind of forced. I had just got out of program.
Oh, really?
Program.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, we were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Bro, he was always like, all right, so like, since I had known you, you don't seem like a bad person.
Right.
So, but when you were younger, were you a bad person?
You're honestly one of the most genuine people I've ever met.
Right.
Like,
I would say, like, just young, bro. I feel like everybody going.
But I get it. Like, we all young.
Like, yeah. You start smelling yourself.
Yeah.
That's just like where I grew up from. Like, shit, we was doing different stuff. Like,
yeah.
It ain't like niggas just out here trying to kill people, but we just was doing different stuff. Like,
right.
I was with older people, so.
Okay.
So you, they would like guide you.
Yeah, just like wrong influence.
Would
you say it was like more of like say it was more like a rebel phase in your life where you're just crashing out, just trying shit?
Yeah. I ain't, well, detention center I used to give you was 21 days. I did not give a fuck about
it. No.
but it builds character, huh?
Yeah, it's character development. Yeah. That's fire.
Yeah, because eventually you're going to see that shit ain't what it is. I never promote that shit. Like, that shit ain't what it is.
Facts, bro.
Yeah, out here.
Y'all boys stay out, like, you know what I'm saying? Stay in school, bro.
Eat your veggies.
Stay out here.
Go get some money.
I remember you were telling me these stories when you were at the crib, bro. And it was some story at Panama City.
Oh, yeah.
How'd it go? Like, I think.
What was your first show?
It was my first show in Panama City, like, and I'm not even big or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just my first show. Like, my little sister and daddy had got me booked down there. Let you win nothing big or nothing, but. So,
where'd you play at?
Huh?
Where'd you play at?
Where?
And
where'd you perform at?
Oh, it was called Vibes.
Okay. I don't think I've heard that then.
Vibes, and the show was good, but afterwards, you know, like, that road that they on, that's the road the police be on. We was licking. I think I took the wrong turn or some shit.
Damn.
They pulled me over, but I had a weed card. The police was like, She ain't feel like looking up how many grams I was supposed to have.
That's her job. Mm.
I'm like, well, damn, she don't
you
like,
don't
what
feel like it.
Yeah, you don't feel like it's your job. You got to look it up.
So, long story short, she ended up letting me go and then end up sending two more officers back by the time I was finna leave. And I got locked up for some petty.
What the fuck?
Man,
you were, in there for a good amount of time, or was it like,
over 24 hours for the littlest shit? Like, you had to go through their system. Like, their system was different to us. You had to actually go to first appearance.
That's fucked up, man. Not gonna lie. If I was driving, I would have kept going. I'm just like, I would have kept going. Nah, I ain't gonna put it under no chase now. Hell no. Nah, I'm not gonna do that. But nah, that's crazy.
2 years before that, I would have definitely kept going.
Facts, bro, that's crazy.
I swear, we're
going to
be using that line.
Yeah. We already been using it all week, bro.
Bro, it's too usable. Oh my God, it's too usable. So you said you played a show in Panama City. What have you played any other shows? Like,
Yeah. Atlanta. I did some in Tallahassee.
Oh, where out in Tallahassee? Yeah.
They changed the name of it. It was called, I think, Island Seafood Bar.
Oh, I heard Island Seafood Bar.
What would you say is your most memorable? Like when you're like, yeah, like it could be any moment. Like when you were on stage, like what
my
would you
show?
Say? Yeah,
my show. I remember that bit easily. I was in Miami at a little script club.
Okay, already.
I was actually performing. I had a song called On Lane. Like the club went packed for me and nothing. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But it was one dude. Like bro was just looking at me like vibing hard as hell. When I got done, he was like, "Jit, that's a record." Yeah. I just remember catching one person. Like, I caught his ass. Like, I'm like, well,
all it takes is one.
For sure. If he fuck with it, plenty more will fuck with it.
For sure.
That's tough, bro.
That was lit.
That's got to be a good
feeling. That's probably the most memorable shit.
And the 305, like, what part of, like, Miami, though? You remember?
Now I get political down there because, like, them boys, Miami, Broward, that shit is different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
No,
I just been making sure I don't say the wrong shit, but the office was in Miami, actually.
Okay.
But I got a lot of like HMT Trey, like the first bigger artist that tapped in with me. Mm-hmm. I ain't had no followers. And he from Hollywood.
Oh, that's Florida. Okay. I mean Broward. Hollywood is Broward.
Yeah. Okay, Hollywood.
That
ain't Miami.
That's not Miami. Yeah. It's like a good 20 minutes. Good 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's the pro over here, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm from Broward.
He's from down there.
He knows the South like the back of his hand.
Yeah, man. But nah, okay, yeah, okay, that's what's up. Shout out HMT Trey, you said?
Yeah, that boy locked up too. Free that boy.
Free that boy, bro, for real. HMT Trey, bro, for sure.
Yes, bro.
For sure.
Okay, so as far as like shows that you've done so far, you got any lined up, like big ones that you've been trying to tease out?
I ain't got nothing specific. I just know like the summer, like summer mine. That's all I like.
You got big plans for the summer?
Yes, bro.
Summer mine.
Okay, okay.
You got anything you want to spill?
Yeah.
I said you got anything you want to spill for the summer?
Or is it quiet motion for now?
Yeah,
keep it peed. My bad.
All I can say is, bro, it's like a lot of stuff that ain't like on the internet, but a lot of people hit me up. That's what I can say.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Sometime mine, so for sure, like, for sure. That's all I can say.
Y'all gonna be seeing a lot.
I just really want to keep it a surprise. Like,
yes, bro. Honestly, keep that.
In the grind, so when they see that happen, it'll be like, yeah.
All worthwhile. Hell yeah.
For sure.
Right. So y'all gonna be seeing them all summer.
Yeah,
right.
all summer.
This ain't y'all last time seeing them. Y'all gonna see them all summer, man.
Because you got a lot of momentum going, bro. Like, we got a lot of momentum going. A lot of people we know have a lot of momentum going. Right. And I feel like the summertime is going to be the perfect time where, like, it's not too hectic, but at the same time, like,
it can get hectic.
Yeah, it can get hectic, but here, it's not going to be hectic.
Yeah, it's
so we can kind of, like, take a step back and then, like, reevaluate and then go crazy. We can go anywhere.
But if you blow up during the summer, it works out because, like, almost no one's here during the summer.
Right.
So you blow up here.
He didn't say where he's performing, though.
That's true.
So, like,
it is true.
I'm trying to hit the whole Florida.
Florida tour?
We should bring him on the.
Why stop now?
Hey, what would you name your Florida tour?
Whoa.
If you had like an idea, you know.
Eye to eye, something like that. Like going down the eye, 75, 95.
That's lit,
bro. I'm telling you.
Call that bit turnpike.
Turnpike, when you know you're going down south.
Yes, for sure.
2026 Florida tour, bro.
Yeah,
2026
is
locked,
man.
We ain't even talking about
it.
We don't even
want to
go that far.
We don't even want to go that far. Let the summer kick in.
Yeah.
Let the summer kick
just
in. Get past the summer first.
Let's get past the summer for sure.
No, I can't wait, though.
So who'd you say, like, who'd you say is, like, do you have, like, an artist you waiting to collaborate with? Like, do you have in mind that you like that's out right now?
Bro, I can't even say that.
No!
The reason why is because it's already in the making.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, that's what's up, though. Yeah. That's what's up. Okay.
But, like, if I say in the, all right, say, like, the next no, 5, 10 years. Name,
all right, so you can't say no artist.
You can't say no.
I mean, I can. There ain't nothing stopping me.
Okay.
I just don't want to spill the beans.
Okay.
All right, so, you can answer the question. You might be able to answer the question that I had in mind.
Go ahead.
Like, okay, so completely paid for, like budgets and all. You get to choose 5 artists to put on a project.
I get to choose.
Collab
I can
with.
Answer that.
Okay.
Who would it be?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's, who would that's
it
be? Cool.
Yes.
5 artists to collaborate with. Youngboy off the rip.
Off the rip.
Okay.
Youngboy off the rip.
That'll go hard.
Off the rip. Me and Boss Man, easily.
That's lit.
Okay,
that's easy money.
That's lit.
Easy money. Gotta go get Webby.
Okay.
Gotta get Webby.
Okay.
Gotta get Webby.
I can't even disrespect Florida without saying Kodak.
That's 4. That's real. That's real.
That's 3 or 4?
That's 4.
That's 4.
We already have 4.
Last one.
So 5th is honorable mention.
And I would do Rod Wave.
That's, yeah, that's
for the vocals. Like for the vocals.
That's yeah. That's an honest lineup.
I got to go through like 3 underground. Money Chaser, Juvie 1K, and Trader Finesse.
Hey, shout out to them. Those were all 3 be honorable mentions then, probably.
Yeah,
that's fire.
Yeah,
that's fire.
Yeah, bro.
That project would go crazy.
It's a lot more like upcoming rapper too. I hope I don't forget all their name, but I'm gonna try to say their name.
Yeah,
that's a lot more.
Shout out to them boys.
I'm gonna let it come to my song.
Type shit. Okay, it's
bad. You were about to say something.
You're for real. Like you're seriously a huge inspo in Tallahassee.
Yeah, for real.
Trying to be.
Nah, it's dope. For real, bro. You said 2 years already. That's tough.
Yeah, the boys talked about you a few times about like at the time where I didn't know you yet, and before that you were already popping up on my feed like all the time. I just didn't know it was you till they showed me a video of your song, and I was like, bro, he's already on my feed.
I'm trying to keep it. I'm posting. Trying to post 2 times a day if I can. Like,
hell yeah,
that boy Sway gave me the Ox experience. Like, it was playing in the car, and I was like, that shit tough. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah,
I was like, that shit was hard.
Hey, yo, shout out to Sway, though.
Yeah,
big
shout out to Sway.
Give me the Ox experience, man. Yeah, if it's fire in the car, it's fire everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't got the answer, Sway.
Sway behind 90% of those beats, man.
That's what's up, bro, for sure.
Is he like, all right, like, what's Saul's relationship? You know, like,
yeah, how do you guys meet?
It was really like, it wasn't nothing forced.
Okay.
It wasn't nothing for it. That's how I feel like certain stuff don't go as planned. It wasn't nothing for us. It was just like, by the time we met, bro, it was 2 people trying to work for real. Like,
facts.
That's what it was. Like, I let bro know, like, as soon as I met, like, hey, bro, I'm trying to do this shit for real.
And
like,
he's on the same wavelength, so it just worked out, you know?
But boy, I ain't doing it for nothing, you know what I'm talking about?
From no one's.
Shit just been like, we both trying to get this shit for real. People be playing, so.
They do,
so
bro.
So we click easily.
Yeah. Wanted it for real.
From knowing Sway for like a while, when he's working, bro. Like, that's locked in, like, work nonstop. If you're bullshitting, like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. Sometimes he be making me mad, bro.
Yo!
He be making me mad, tight.
He
bro.
Like the doors off at the end of the session.
Nah, that's funny.
Get what I'm gonna tell his ass. We gotta keep going.
Gotta keep.
Come on.
Gotta keep fucking
Come
going.
On.
Yeah, a little motivation.
That's one thing I know about Sway, that Sway be working hard a lot, is because every time I look over, if we're out anywhere, you'll catch him.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, anywhere we go, like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's out of there, like, dead to the world. But it's like, that boy really be working for real.
He could definitely
like,
sleep, but he choose not to because
he
in
just
the lab.
Choose not to.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like, bro. Like,
it'd be
bro.
A late night, but like,
yeah.
It'd be nice where both of us can go to the little females and get the cheese. But it's like, I be telling Brown, like, hey, fam, I know what we both want to go do, but, boy, 2 months. We'll
be facts. Yeah. Lock in.
You'll be busy, we'll be busy time.
In a bigger, mm-hmm. in a bigger level. So it's really about looking at the past, like sure. the future, and not intimidation.
And, I can sure. tell, bro, for y'all boys, it's gonna be soon.
Yeah, like, very soon.
Yeah.
By the way, Sway, we good.
Good. Certified troll. Sway.
But you don't got the answers.
You want his face, Sway, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Nah, for real though.
Now that's lit though. That's so far. So I do have a what to call it though, right? It's a little game that I came up with. It's not like what to call it though, but you know, it's a little game I came up with. It's called Describe the Verse.
Right.
So basically I'll play a verse from one of your songs, you know what I'm saying? I'll let the, you know, let the pod hear it, you know, and then you just give me a little, like, you know, a little explanation on what went into it. You know what I'm saying? You down?
Yeah.
All right,
a little
bet.
Like
so,
genius bit.
Yeah, a little bit like genius, but you know, the cooked version, you know what I'm saying?
The cooked version.
All right, so here we go. So this is the first one. All right, let me make sure it plays. Okay, so what do you mean by fuck niggas? like what is that, like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what does that mean to you? Like what went into that verse right there?
Nigga, first of all, like, I feel like that shit originated in Florida. That's what we got.
For sure.
We start that first.
Thank you.
You feel me? So it's really just like keeping it Florida, bro. Like, it's like, shit, you know, we call your dog a fuck nigga. So it's like, if he ain't trying to get no money, fuck nigga. Like, it's definitely an exclamation mark on that shit.
That is true. Yeah, that is. So would you say right here?
You gotta be green and then.
You ain't gotta be green. Yeah. And for people out there that don't know what green means, basically, flagrant, you know what I'm saying, for sure. But, okay, yeah, and for the record, we're stating right here, right now, that fuck nigga came from Florida.
Right.
He came from Florida, guys. Sorry. Yeah. We just have the wave.
We just have the wave.
All right, okay, so all right, bet. So what about this one right here? So what does that mean? Like, you know,
wait, what?
What went into that one, bro? Like, what was going through your head through this one, bro?
You talking about on the got it tuck part?
Or yeah.
The got it tuck. That just like you know, like, hey, I'm chilling.
Yeah, we chilling. Like I said.
You know me now. You know
me now. For real.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, that was Chester White saying.
Before you go to the next one, so like, all right, that got me a question for you. So like, do you like write these songs
or freestyle off the dome? Yeah. That's actually a great question because I wanted to ask Sway that the other day, but I forgot to ask.
It's transitioning. Like, now that I feel like I'm committing to be fully a rapper, like, bro, I ain't been writing like that. But I did used to write a lot. Mm-hmm. Keep Going was half and half.
Half written and half it was off
chorus
that straight
was, the chorus was definitely written.
Okay,
yeah. But
okay.
It's a lot that come. I freestyled it,
right?
Oh,
and then like took certain stuff and lined it up.
So the flow alone, that was off the dome.
Yeah, the flow.
And then you just
all the flows
added
off the dome.
Shit into it. Yeah. Okay.
The flow was off the dome, and I.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Because I remember Sway was telling me that like you were like humming something. You this is before Keep Going was like out. You were humming out the like the chorus,
right.
And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I knew it was something like we was in Miami, like when I hummed that bit, it was like everybody jumped up and was like, "Boy, what you just said?"
No,
and it was like, I ain't gonna lie, I was drunk as a bitch. I didn't know what I said. I had to have McKinnon, man. Cannon,
run the footage back.
Shout out Cannon, boy. Cannon the goat. Now, Cannon sent me my footage, and it was like 30 minutes, and I had to. Realized I said what the fuck I said.
Oh damn, that's crazy.
Thank God he had that on cam,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
shit, life changing for real.
That camera came in clutch for sure.
No.
Wow.
Jeez. Which leads on to the next song.
From the ground, a nigga never gave me nothing. Ran it up from the ground, a nigga never gave me nothing.
So what that mean? Like, did nobody ever give you anything? Like, absolutely nobody.
Like,
did you really have to come from the mud?
Or like, no, straight gutter?
Absolutely.
but dive into that. Like, coming nothing. From the mud, like, what did that mean to you? Like,
nothing given to you, bro. Like, even if somebody throw you something, bro, they're lying, say like, oh, bro, like, man, you gotta pay something back to them people.
Yeah,
for sure, bro.
So that's why I mean, like, wasn't nothing given at all, like, nothing.
It always comes to a cost, you know?
Always. Always, always, for sure. All right, so the last one, for sure. So what does that mean, for sure? Like, what does bring the hoe up out you mean? Like, explain that for the people. Like,
that means, like, okay, that was a good one.
Yeah, for sure. Like, man, I like that. Deep dive that one, for sure.
That's the best one. Like, when I mean that, is Instagram and shit, like, you can't, man, everybody be trying to fake. Like, they just this and that. And one thing about it, in Tallahassee, I grew up with a lot of people that actually, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, when it was like stuff going on, wasn't nobody, everybody was scared, some people ran, so it was like, I just was saying like, I could bring that hoe up out you, like all that little faking, you trying to do that little facade for Instagram and them hoes, female, I could bring it up out you easily, like.
That makes a lot of sense, that makes very much sense.
We grew up together, I know what, like, babe, I know how to put you in some water you ain't ready for.
Hey, bro, now all that means is y'all boys be yourself, guys. Be yourself. Always be yourself. I preach that on my Insta all yourself. The time. You're not like be that. Yourself, bro, for sure, bro. Yeah. Thanks, bro. Well, that was described the verse, bro. Appreciate it for playing, bro.
Appreciate for playing, bro. What's up, bro? Are you able to talk about, like, any songs that you're a feature on? Like
that I'm featured on? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can talk about any song.
There's this one song. I've been hearing it, and it's stuck in my head. Sway, I'll tell you. It's definitely stuck in my head, bro. How did the verse go? Something about tonight she getting tossed or some shit like that.
Oh,
tonight she getting tossed.
But tonight she getting ass tossed.
Yeah, he was recording this in the crib. Okay, I remember.
What's it called?
Is it a collab? Or is that his song by himself?
Oh, okay. That was my boy Walt from Panama City. Oh. People been tapping in with the features lately, so that's why I'm kind of. It's kind of getting hard to keep up now. Like I'm recording. I record 2 to 4 songs a session, and I do features.
That's a lot.
Any feature I do, I make sure that be like my song. Like,
how do you manage all that?
Yeah,
like from a day to day. Like if you're recording songs, and then record video, upload video, just keep going.
I just keep going, bro. But honestly, for real, a notepad, bro.
What's the main thing to keep it going?
With all that, a notepad, like, I'm a visual learner. Mm-hmm. So, like,
you too.
I might forget something, like, I just write it down. For real. My notebook, I got plenty of notebooks filled up with shit, so.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. If you could, like, visually see it, it'll, like, stick in your head.
And my notes, but I use both notes and my notepad, like, write it out.
That's what's up.
It'd be a lot, though, so I definitely try to note that shit, so I don't forget that.
That's what's up, bro. That's actually fun. If you had any like any advice to like a guy that's going through it with his girl right now, what would you tell him other than keep going? through it with his girl, you know what I'm saying? Like what advice would you tell the young man? Like,
I would tell him put that bad first.
Because
like female gonna need that. Like if you ain't got no money and she sees somebody with some money. She gonna leave. It ain't no way around it. I don't care how much she love you. Like, you put your bag first, like, eventually, you gonna run into who you want. Put your bag first.
But put the bag first.
Don't ever crash out of no female, because female gonna leave for the next quick.
When is a justifiable crash out moment, though?
Or do you not justify female, any type of crash out? Yeah.
If she play with you, like, on some type of time, or, like, y'all say y'all locked in. We done confirmed we locked in.
Yeah.
Like, I bring you around people and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you follow one of them boys back or anything. Like, when you crash out on that.
Okay, so that's a justifiable crash out.
You got no business doing that right there.
That's where you draw the line. Because
y'all already confirmed y'all locked in.
We confirmed it.
That's where you draw the line, for sure. Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, body had to.
It's really a lot. Once y'all locked in, bro, it's a lot of shit to crash out.
Yeah.
I would say make sure you're bad first before you lock in some shit.
Yeah.
Your female gonna, but literally you could try to say it, but she gonna run you back. She gonna wanna eat when you wanna eat.
That's real.
So if your bag ain't like where it's at, you really want your bag to be at, focus on the bag first.
Yeah, okay. And then some advice for anyone else who is looking into taking rap seriously, or they're kind of in that stage that you were in the beginning, where you were kind of just on and off.
He said, I got
none.
He said, what happened? No, on and off of what?
Like, when you, in the beginning, you said you were dibbling and dabbling with rap at first, just fucking around with it, and then...
I was always consistent, though. When I say I was dibbling and dabbling, I wasn't, like, serious, but I still was always making songs.
Okay.
Like, anybody could tell you, like, from when I, like, just always been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, with that, that'd be a hard topic, because everybody be saying they want to rap, they want to rap.
They're not consistent.
Like, bro, you, it's so much lead work I done put like, in this shit, like... They'll say they want to rap, and I go on their page, they got shit posted from a month ago, 2 weeks ago.
You got to keep posting. I done posted
20 times since you done posted that, you feel me?
That's real.
So it's like, you really got to put in, like, layer where you got to get up every day and want to rap, mm-hmm. bro. Like, every you got to eat, sleep, breathe, want to rap. When you don't get your numbers that you looking for, go back to the drawing board. Like, you can't get discouraged, for real, for real. Like, it's a lot of it's a lot of footwork and consistency. You gotta stay consistent. Mm-hmm. Like, when shit don't go your way, you still gotta like drop. Like,
oh, I think he's gonna say
keep going. Did you ever get to a point where you felt like you wanted to stop rapping?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you decided to keep going.
It's like, but. Nah, I played sports and shit, so it's like, I feel like if you quit, you a coward type shit.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when, like, when I'm DJing. Yeah. So, like, I can't stop DJing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll stop DJing for, like, maybe, like, 3-4 days. But then, like, even in those 2-3 days, I'm just like, no, I gotta DJ.
It's like you already started. Like it's finished, crazy, man. Bro. Yeah. Finish.
Think about for the past, ever since I've known you, I don't think you've took more than a week, 2 weeks off.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, maybe that I can't think of at
you
the top of my head.
It's like, you'll lose some of the sauce.
Yeah.
He's correct. Mm-hmm. That is very correct.
Yeah, like Gucci Man said, if you lost the sauce, you lost.
You lost.
You know what I'm saying?
You lost. Once you lose your rhythm, it takes forever to get it back.
Yeah, when I went to jail when I was grown, mm-hmm. I went to jail for a couple months. And when I got out, like, I was like, damn, how was I making all that music?
Damn.
I couldn't find my rhythm. It caught on eventually.
Mm-hmm. I better give you that, like, you know, that courage, but, like, you know, that motivation.
Would you say that was your canon event?
Huh?
Would you say that was your canon event,
when you got locked up? Yeah. Because when I got locked up.
It made you snap.
Before, right? I didn't know nothing, like, I didn't know how to work my Instagram for real.
Okay.
Before I went to jail, I was going viral, what you call it, like, I feel like I was just going viral, mm-hmm. like, without trying. Mm-hmm. So I had, when I went to jail, bro, and I got out, and when, you know, like, you've been sitting in jail, so I'm actually going through all my DMs, like, and I'm seeing, like, I had labor offers before I went to jail.
Whoa.
My DM was so flooded, and I didn't know how to work Instagram.
Know how to see it.
I was all trying to be on hot stuff.
Tight.
I ain't even know that these people had text me, so when I got out and seen, like, damn, people text me, okay, let me try again. I think that's when I say the two years started.
Okay, you locked in.
Okay,
for, okay. Wow. So what, did you teach yourself how to use Instagram, or you just went in, like, you went on YouTube? Or?
Taught myself. It's like, it's a lot, like, people don't even want to study.
Yeah,
you
cool.
Gotta study,
gotta
bro.
Do the dirty work.
Football, like, to beat the other team, you gotta study.
You gotta study this film. You
gotta watch film.
You gotta watch film. You know, yeah. Study the opponent, for sure.
Definitely. But I always took that bigger people, though.
Yeah.
I might go to a goddamn Rod Wave Instagram and see what he doing, how he posts.
You gotta see how it's working.
Like,
so
you
gotta
see,
like,
cause at the end of the day, they signed to a label, so the way they doing stuff is the way you should be trying to do it. You can't do it on a level, obviously, but.
Yeah, that's how I was seeing it for myself,
like,
too.
You know what I mean? Put your, there's people that in your budget, you can do certain shit.
Yeah, and you got your own, like, you know, swag. So that's also a big key thing. So, you know, being an artist, you gotta be you.
Right? For sure.
And show out who you are as you.
That's definitely what the big label people look for. It's like, all right, you can make cool music and stuff, but, like, when you take it to a bigger level, it's like, you gotta, like, what else can you offer?
Yeah. For sure.
Like, and you got that, you know, you got the whole image, you got like the
confidence,
social media
presence,
you got the sound, social media presence, you know.
What do you see yourself in, like, the next 10 years? I know that's, like,
that ain't too far.
Huh?
Okay. That ain't too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 years, but I'm trying to. I own a lot of stuff in Thailand.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So businessman.
Yeah.
So are you gonna definitely get back to the community once you out of here?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think nobody like really stuck down there. Like, people done dipped and dabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you want to be, like, the guy who is, like, giving back. Well,
That's what's up, bro. Okay, that's
real. Sure. No, flame to T-Pain, but like.
Nah, hell nah. I fuck with T-Pain.
Me
and T-Pain's from
Ridge
Road.
Yeah,
T-Pain is from Ridge Road. He is from Ridge Road.
That is correct. That is correct.
So it was destined to be something good for you anyway, bro. Like, yeah, he just set like that Ridge blueprint, bro. Yeah. Like,
run.
Now it's like, yeah,
He's going to take T-Pain's street, son.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm going to not take it, but he'll definitely have his own.
Same road. T-Pain on, like, by Nims.
Yeah, it's by Nims. He'll have his probably closer to Ridge. Who knows?
We went looking for it one day, and we couldn't find it, remember?
Yeah, it's over there by Nims. Yes, over there by
the. It was the day of the photo shoot,
right? Yeah.
Okay. With a JPEG.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
I ain't gonna lie, I would love to have my own street sign.
Yeah, that's actually cool. Hey, well,
Zeus Street. Yes. Stop playing.
Zeus Avenue.
It do.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't, because T-Pain tried to get it somewhere off Ridge Road, but
right.
Bro, apparently.
Because it has to be like a signing thing.
Everybody on the street has to sign off on it. Yeah, like, in order to get it on that street.
Don't worry. I'll get people convinced.
Yeah, I want Lottie Lane, for sure.
Lottie Lane.
Yeah.
Lottie Lane.
Lindo Ave would go crazy.
Lindo Ave. What would you call it?
Dibble Drive?
Dibble Drive
is tough.
Dibble Dabbly Do.
Over on DD. Dibble Drive.
For sure. That's crazy.
Lottie Lane and Dibble Drive. Right next to each other. Bro,
what the fuck? Like, that's hard.
Like, what would you like name your street?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Wiring Chris Circle.
Yeah, Wiring Chris.
Yeah, Circle.
Black, yeah. Black, where you at, bro? To turn on Wiring
Chris.
Yeah. No.
I'm on Chris Street.
Right now, where you at,
Chris Court.
Chris Court.
Chris Court.
Wiring Chris Court. Black, where you at, bro? I'm over here by Chris Court.
But it has to have the X in it.
Parked up.
Yeah, I got to have the X.
Yeah, the X is mandatory.
Wiring Court. That's hard.
Why'd you put it X instead of C?
That's a great question.
Like, just to be different.
Just to be different? Yeah, okay.
Also, like, I feel Christmas like, shit.
Honestly, that's a good idea, because when you go in, like, the search bar or whatever, it's like, Chris is so much more searchable than
yeah,
Chris
it's a common name.
So you wasn't inspired by Malcolm X, just to clear the... He was inspired. That's what's up.
Funny as fuck.
Well, yeah, bro. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Top five dead or alive rappers right now. Could you do it? Like
top five, but that's hard to hear.
Top five dead or alive. Yo.
That's too hard.
Top
bro.
Five.
All right, then get.
I can name a couple, bro. But I ain't even gonna lie. I don't even want to say top five. I'm going to just name some.
Go ahead, then. It don't have to be in order.
Soldier Slim. He's dead.
Oh, okay.
Soldier Slim.
Not expected.
I didn't expect that either.
Soldier Slim.
We'll have the Jeopardy music.
Webby bro. Is a lyricist, bro. Y'all got it. People don't listen to Webby. Mm-hmm. Webby is definitely in there.
Webby, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who else I was listening to? That's too hard, bro. I can't even lie to you. You
got to
throw Tupac in there.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Then you got to throw Biggie in there.
Facts. That's already like four, right?
Yeah,
that's four.
This ain't my top five.
I know, but it's not in order. It's not in order.
I'm just saying, like, that's already four.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'll probably see if I can kick one more.
Are you drinking today? Are you having a shot of anything?
I had a little shot.
All right, so y'all want to play like ask him a question. If he skipped, take a shot.
Do we have enough liquor?
Do we have enough liquor?
I don't know if we have enough liquor for that.
Ah, guys.
Yeah, we bugging, bro.
No, guys.
That's a sign.
That's probably like two questions I can get wrong.
Okay.
That's probably like two.
Let's play it anyway.
All right, let's do it. So pour them up, bro. Somebody pour them up real quick.
We'll do this.
But it has to be. Good steamy question though.
So wait, what do you want me to do?
Oh, you know what we could do? We could do verses. So if he decides to skip the verses, he gotta take a shot. Like we could give him two people to go against each other.
Since you know how to play the game, I'm gonna let you in charge. Yeah.
Noting that you put Tupac and Biggie on your what to call it, who do you have
start
most?
Off with the fire.
Oh God, it has to, bro. It has to, bro. Like, who would you say? Who would you go more influential, Biggie or Tupac?
That's a good one.
Personally,
feel like Tupac had a whole movement, in my opinion. Like a bigger
movement. I was going to say Tupac, though. Yeah. But I think I'll go with Biggie, though.
You'll go with Biggie? Please explain why Biggie.
His flow?
The flow. Yeah, true.
His flow was like, it was like smooth.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I feel like bigger dudes be easier.
They have a better diaphragm. Yeah, diaphragm, like, powerful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so powerful. Like Big X the Plug for a reason. I was telling my friends about that. Big X the Plug at Rolling Loud has the strongest voice that I've ever heard. Like the speakers, like it literally, like I felt like his voice was like about to pop through my chest.
Yeah.
Like it's a very like powerful tone that he has. So shout out Big X the Plug for sure. But
Mexican OT.
Very powerful voice for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, okay, so Big, all right, cool. All right, bet. All right, so next one. We'll go singer. We got all right,
Do R&B.
R&B? Yeah. Keisha Cole or Brandy?
Keisha Cole.
That was not even fair.
Was that not fair?
Thank you.
Yeah. That's not fair.
That wasn't even fair.
No. Damn.
Brandy's not on that level. Like,
damn.
But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Crazy. Keisha, yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
That was crazy.
Brandy's
nah. Right.
Damn. Nah. Okay, so Keisha Cole or Monica?
Keisha Cole.
You got Keisha Cole on your playlist?
No, I got like an R&B playlist.
Nah, let's really get to the nitty gritty and circle back.
Get to it then.
Beyonce or Whitney Houston?
Yo, come on, guys.
Stop the cow.
Guys.
Okay. Stop the cow.
I go Beyonce.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ain't Whitney a little older?
Yeah, she is a little older.
No, we're talking about vocals.
I heard more of Beyonce.
Thank you.
You listened to more Beyonce. Thank you. But you didn't listen to that much of Whitney Houston?
I heard Beyonce more.
Oh, then this isn't a fair contest.
Like, when I came up, Beyonce was like, I think that was her prime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's not fair. It's not fair.
Who had a longer reign?
Whitney Houston died of overdose.
Bro, come on, bro.
What are you talking about?
Come on, bro.
That's not fair.
Come on, bro.
Who had a longer reign? Death canceled that argument earlier.
I'm just saying, bro.
What are you talking about?
Bro, Michael Jackson is still being played. He died.
Okay,
though.
But the comparison is not fair. If they both lived a long life, I could see that, but she literally got...
How old was Whitney Houston when she died, bro?
Not old enough to compare to Beyonce's run.
Zeus, can you look that up?
What?
How old was Whitney when she died?
Okay,
Houston, she wasn't making music that long as Beyonce has been able to make music. She died. She overdosed.
I'm still going Beyonce more influential, bro. Sorry. Yeah,
I already told you Beyonce is more influential. We're talking about vocals.
48 years old.
48, bro. She lived a very long time, guy. No, well, she was young, bro. She was young. Yeah.
48 is not.
She
didn't even hit half a hundo.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You're wild.
Yeah, not even.
How was Beyonce?
Lord knows. Lord knows. She's been making music since I was a jit.
42? Okay. Wow. All right.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate you for being in this podcast, Chris.
So appreciate you.
Nah, bro.
You got any like last words?
Anything coming up?
You know, anything coming up, you know. Yeah, you know, maybe it's like to your fans or like
Everybody who listens to me shit. Until I put some paperwork down, I'm dropping 5 songs every month.
Hell yeah, sir.
No holding back. You feel me? Like, I'm going to just keep going. Like,
just keep fucking going.
It's non-stop with me, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. But I can say, like, now y'all finna see more bigger stuff happen. Like, it's time for, like, the bigger stuff. That's
fire.
Hey, man, we ready, bro.
A lot of surprises, a lot of big stuff coming.
One more thing. If you had one motivational thing to say to the people, what would you say?
When shit get hard, you gotta keep going.
For sure.
That being said, welcome to the Cooked Official Podcast with your host, DJ Zeus.
Leno next door.
Body with a body.
And Dibble.
And my boy.
Byron Chris, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in, man.
Stay cooked.
And keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.